Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cauvery Seed Company's Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Please note that this conference call will be recorded. Joining us today on this call is Mr. Mithun Chand, Executive Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Mithun Chand. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome everyone to our Quarter 2 H1 Financial Year 26 earnings conference call. We hope you had a chance to review the presentation of our results, which is also available on our website. I will touch upon the operational and financial performance of the company and then open the floor for question and answer session. Revenue from operations has registered a growth of 17.09% to 1,041.91 crore as compared to rupees 889.85 crore in first half 25. EBITDA was at 333 crore, grown by 11.12% as compared to 299.68 crore in first half 25. Net profit was at 301.45 crore as compared to 279.41 crore in first half 25, grown by 7.9%. Cash on books stands at 363 crore as against 559 crore. For Quarter 2 Financial Year 26, revenue from operations was at 96.61 crore, EBITDA was at 0.16 crore, net profit was at loss 15.05 crore. Board has recommended 250% dividend, that is rupees 5 per equity share on a face value of rupees 2 per equity share. The double-digit growth in revenue and EBITDA are very impressive. Substantial increase in maize volumes resulted in much higher growth in terms of its revenue, which shows its potential in overall non-cotton portfolio and also shows the strength of the company in this segment. In spite of moderate volume growth in selection and hybrid rice, the realizations were higher. Maize volumes increased by 29.7%, so as revenues increased by 56.76%. The contribution of new products to volumes of cotton is up from 11% to 36%. Cotton sales impacted by increased illegal cotton seed usage. Increasing cost of production of cotton seed impacted the profitability. Hybrid rice volumes increased by 0.9% and revenues increased by 21.48%. Selection rice volumes increased by 2.6% and revenues increased by 11.07%. Vegetable seed revenue increased by 31.06%. I will now open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star followed by one on their touch-tone telephones. If you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yogesh Mittal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
A question about the vegetable seeds. Since last few years, we have increased the focus on the R&D, and we also have a dedicated sales team for the vegetable seeds. But the sales and this have not gained much traction in the last few quarters. Can you please explain what the company is taking initiatives for growth of the vegetable seeds and how is the competitive landscape happening in this area? Thank you.
Vegetable market is a very competitive market, and it's a year-long business. And vegetables, in the sense like there are many segments in vegetables, but the majority of the segment is dominated by chili, okra, and tomato. These three contribute to the majority of the revenues. As a company, we are very much focused on vegetables. As you rightly said, we have intensified our R&D team. We are much focused on few vegetables, and we have a separate dedicated team. Yes, in last couple of years, we were not able to grow much as anticipated, but definitely we have grown in terms of vegetable seed business. Even this year, we have grown in terms of revenues. Going forward, we are very bullish on vegetables, and definitely we will be achieving good growth in vegetables. And this year also, in the second half, we see a good growth in vegetables. Because first half, we have seen heavy rains. Even that has impacted a few amount of sales, but we are pretty optimistic about the second half. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Saraf from Bowhead India Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mitun sir. Just wanted two questions to answer, sir. One first, sir, what is the R&D spend for the quarter, sir?
For last year, the entire R&D spend was 60 odd crores. This year, the R&D spend, if you take in the quarter wise, it will be slightly here and there, but every quarter we'll be spending in between 15 to 20 crores.
15.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about only recurring expenses. Again, capex is different. If you are observe the balance sheet, there's a increase in the amount of depreciation also.
Yeah.
So that is one, because we have set up a new office, and we have already this quarter we started the R&D facility also. So both are impacting the depreciation.
Okay. So secondly, so you know, employee and the other expenses have broadly grown at 14% in H1. So does this run rate continue for the rest of the year? Do we expect an increase or a decrease, or at the same level?
It will be in between the 12 to 15% rise. One is that increments, and the other is new headcount. Because as we are adding new crops and new people, new R&D facilities, so that's how the costs are going up. That should be in between 12 to 15%, both combination of both increments and headcount.
Understood. So finally, so you know, inventory has gone up significantly on a year-on-year basis in the half-year balance sheet. So does this, you know, will there be further build-up in inventory going ahead, or you know, does it remain at the current levels?
Last year we have built up inventory in anticipation of a good sale this year. Unfortunately, even though we have achieved the sale, but it was not per our anticipation, especially in seeds like cotton. Cotton, we had built up inventory, but because of illegal usage and the acreages were coming down, so that has impacted. We have seen some sort of inventory, higher inventory, and we have produced some buffer stock. Because last year the entire inventory was cleaned up. So in rice and maize also we have some buffer stocks as inventory. This year it will be high, but going forward it should be in line with this year. It will not increase.
Okay. Understood. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Cotton has again, you know, Q1 also did not do well, Q2 also didn't do well. So wanted to understand in the inventory which the earlier participant asked, what portion of it would be cotton, and have we taken, is it because illegal cotton seeds are cheaper? So have we taken and you also mentioned that there is a higher cost of production of cotton seed. So have we taken hit in the P&L towards that, and the inventory is valued at the market price? How would the treatment go? Because trying to understand the impact on the margin despite such a huge rise in the maize price, revenue as well as volume growth.
Basically, we take the inventory cost at cost. We'll not take at the selling price. We'll take it at cost. A cost incurred by the company. And as a policy, whenever we write it off the inventory, we take it in the balance sheets. So all the inventory which is there in the books are saleable inventory, and we are not worried about the inventory as it's all a fresh production. In terms of cotton, the inventory stays for 3 to 4 years, so we are not worried about that. Whereas in other crops also, the inventory has the cost of production has gone up, both in maize and rice, but we were able to pass it on to the farmers in those segments. Whereas in cotton, it was a restricted one, so we were not able to pass it on. So that's the reason you see a huge rise in the revenues and the volumes. And as maize as a crop is growing crop, and we see a huge potential in maize going forward. And as a company, we are very much focused on maize, and that's how even the volumes are reflecting that growth. And even in the second half, you see a good growth in maize, and that will continue for at least 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, okay. So that's what my point was about the cotton seed, since you cannot sell it beyond the point. So if we already have a higher cost inventory, which we are not going to be selling at that same cost, then why don't we take it a hit?
No, we can sell it in the next years also, right? We'll sell it in the next.
But the price is already high, right? So we basically, just to understand, so we are sitting on high cost inventory, correct? Out of that 920 crore, there will be some portion which is cotton and which is a high cost inventory. At which price it is difficult to liquidate, if just correct me if my understanding is wrong.
The inventory, what I meant to say is that the cost of production was higher than last year, but definitely lower than the selling price.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
Okay, understood.
The margins have taken it, not we are not, I mean to say, we are not getting any negative returns on that.
Okay. Now coming to the this so sorry, before that, exports, sir, can you share how has been export? We were quite positive on exports.
Yeah.
So what portion is exports, and if you can just give any color on that?
Compared to last year, we will do well in the exports. Exports will come in the third and fourth quarter majorly. We'll do better than last year. Last year, the base was also very, very much lower, but we'll be growing at least like 25% to 30% more than last year's figures. In fact, we should be in that 35 crore range this year in terms of exports. That will come in the third and fourth quarters, overall sales.
Okay. Sir, so far.
And that will going forward, year on year, it will grow in terms of exports, because we have tested in many countries. The results are very positive. And now we are getting new orders from different countries. But you know, as a seed business, it will be very minimal in the first few years, then it will increase. So we are in the trialing and like initial stages, but year on year, we'll definitely see growth in exports as well, both in terms of the field crops and vegetables.
Okay. Sir, so far, Rabi season has already begun. If you can just give ways to how the season is looking, especially because of extended monsoon, so how the next two quarters are looking like, or Rabi season?
Majority of the season will come, majority of the sale will come from maize. Maize sowing is not yet started. It's because of the, as rightly said, the extended monsoon. Now it will start now. Some areas it has already started, but now majority of the area will start in this month. So we are very much bullish on maize, and we have good inventories also. We have planned for, we have planned inventory for this Rabi, anticipating good Rabi. So we'll see a good volume growth in maize even in the second half.
Okay. Last time, sir, you had given guidance that Q2, Q3, Q4 will be better than last Q2, Q3, Q4. So it's not the case in Q2, I mean, at least on the profitability front. How do you see Q3, Q4?
Even in the profitability front, if you take in the EBITDA minus other income portion, we are positive. We are, in terms of the percentage, even though Q2 is usually a loss quarter because it's just a spillover sale. Even in that occasion, if you take, even in that instance, if you take the EBITDA minus other income, even the other income is lower this year in this quarter when compared to previous quarter, and the depreciation was high. So if you take out these components, in terms of the margins, even though it's negative margins, we have done better than the last quarter. And third, three, four also will do better than the last two quarters, in both in terms of the revenues and in terms of the profitability.
Okay. Sir, dividend, we announced 5 rupee. That has been the case historically, but at that time, we used to do even buybacks. Now, with the buyback probably not happening going forward, going to that law amendments, so how are we trying to, or kind of rewarding the shareholder?
We'll have a separate discussion in the board after that, because this time we have the entire money even if you can see the balance sheet, the reserves and the money, it all went into inventory. So that will be realizing in the next 6 to 8 months, majority of the inventory, then we'll take a call on that.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. I'll join back the queue if any more questions. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Kohli from Bohead. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on your sales growth. After a pretty long period, it was very healthy in the first half. Sir, I have a question pertaining to, the coming crop season, because of these rains, do you expect the outcome can be different than what you may be thinking now? Or, can it postpone the consumption of, seeds in any way or lead to a permanent dent in seed demand? Not only for you, but generally for the industry.
We don't see that as of now, because usually this year we have seen an excess rainfall and most of the crops were impacted in the first quarter itself. First quarter, which was a major seeds, and the sowing pattern also has taken heat. For example, in rice, majority of the rice moved to the varietal rice this time. That's the reason we have not grown much in hybrid rice. So the impact is already done, but whereas in second half, that one positive point is that all the tanks are full, the moisture levels are pretty good, so we see good Rabi coming up. No doubt the season got extended by delayed by a week or two, but we don't see any threat as of now.
So sir, some parts of India are still going through rains. If this continues, like for how long a period, then that would make you change your view, let's say there's another
We don't see that, because now you don't get any monsoon now. If you get any you get any cyclone rains. But earlier it was all monsoon rains. Monsoon is a continuous thing. Cyclones are once in a while. So we don't see that now.
So you don't see that, any dent in demand? Okay. Secondly, sir, in terms of your margins, your gross margins have been falling while your product mix has improved, because cotton hasn't done that well, And I'm talking not only this quarter, but from a half-yearly perspective, because I understand, your business looking on quarter to quarter doesn't make sense. But mostly from a 6-month perspective, it still makes a lot of sense to, because this is like the year is gone in terms of profitability, So, when you were expecting a margin increase, so what happened, what led to a lower gross margin, and hence a lower EBITDA margin for you, how would you expect it to go forward?
Basically, if you take the margin, we are down by like 1.5 to 2% in terms of the EBITDA levels. But if you take the entire cost, I've gone to the cost of goods. The major portion, the 2%, 2.5%, was rise in the cost of goods. So that, as I said, that the production cost is up in both in cotton and non-cotton segments also. There was a huge price rise, and everything we were not able to pass it on to the farmer. Majority of that we have passed it on in the crops. Cotton we were not able to pass it on. But this year was one of the year where we have taken a hit, but we'll definitely go back to our own previous profitable margins. Because
cost increase is permanent in nature, or you expect the cost is falling or already started falling? Because
usually
has been going up for last few years.
No, usually every year, not every year, but when you see a 3 to 5 year base, year on year the cost of production definitely goes up as the grain price goes up. And we'll pass it on to the farmer. This year the cost of production was up by more than 15 to 20%. That's the reason entire cost was not passed to the farmer in one go, because previous year most of the companies were not having inventories and their production was very aggressive. This year the cost will remain same or will come down when compared to last year.
So sir, if I split it into cotton and non-cotton, were you able to pass on anything at all in cotton side?
Cotton we were not able to pass it on because the price remained there, even though there were a few like 3% increase in price, but practically we were not able to pass it on to the farmer because the inventory was very high, there was full of inventory in the markets, the sentiment was not good for farmer. The prices were not good, so that we were not able to pass it on to, in cotton. But in non-cotton segments, majority, like too few percentage here and there, but majority we were able to pass it on to the farmer.
Oh, I see. And because of this trade deal, sir, there's a risk that, you know, the maize crop may come under a problem. Do you see anything like that?
Sorry?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of rumor that because of US-India deal, if it happens, you know, the maize crop may get impacted, you know.
As of now, we don't see much, but when you see the agriculture ministry, if you can go back to the statement which he has given a couple of months back, a month or two, wanted to double the maize production in the next 5 years. By 2035, we want to double maize production. So, because most of the ethanol crops have gone up now, most of the maize is going for the industrial usage. Earlier in India, more than 70% to 80% was poultry. So, we don't see that sort of a threat. And if you see as an overall acreages also, this year, even in this market, the heavy rainfall, the maize market overall acreages were up by 10% to 12% at the Indian level.
So this year your revenue growth of 15% is possible according to you?
So we already grown at 17% in terms of revenue in the first half. Second half definitely it will be better than that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, you may enter star and one on your phones. The next question is from the line of Siddhant from Goodwill. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted a usual update on new GM crops. If there's any update from the government?
As of now, nothing. Nothing has moved in terms of the government. It stands still there. There's sort of confusion even in with the UN, US-India trade deal also. Nothing is moving forward.
Okay.
So we need to wait. We need to wait for some more time to get a clarity on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the good results. My query is that, you know, like some of the other listed peers which have reported the results till now, they have shown flat or slightly negative sales growth. So, which shows that at the industry level, the industry is still not out of the low growth or flat era. So, what is happening at the industry level, and what is the outlook for the seed industry for the next 1-2 years?
Basically, seed industry, when you to a mid to long term range, it will definitely grow in terms of the seed segment. Yes, but which crop will grow, that is more important. What we see as of now is that the maize crop and rice, these are the two segments which will grow much faster. Maize will grow much faster and rice will also grow. Whereas cotton, we don't see that sort of a growth in terms of the segment. Companies who are dependent on one or two crops may suffer. That's the reason if you see our portfolio, we have a very diversified portfolio. We are not dependent on one crop. If you see, if you take our company in the last 7-8 years, we were constantly saying that we want to decrease dependency on one crop. That's what we are seeing now. The cotton is less than 20%, whereas in earlier it was more than 70%. So in that way, we have balanced our portfolio well. Now we are also trying to increase revenues from vegetables and exports. So we are de-risking ourselves from entire seed industry. But overall, if you see, de-risking ourselves by depending on one crop. But overall, if you see, the industry is in very good shape and it will grow well going forward. And this year, there were many constraints in that one in terms of cotton crop. Illegal BT, because no new technology was there, that one part. There were heavy rains. Most of the time, the crop is damaged. The farmer was not able to sow the seeds. He was not having good choice because already the season got delayed because of excess rain. So there are many constraints in that. Even the chili prices were not good earlier. Now the chili prices are also good. So these all may impacted the seed business but these are very short term thing. But when you see in mid to long term, seed industry will be very bullish, and they say that by 2030 hybrid seed market itself will be by like $6 billion from like $3 billion.
The current industry size is $3 billion and it is expected to grow to $6 billion for the Indian seed market in by 2030.
Yes.
And if you allow, you know, what is the outlook for jowar seeds, bajra seeds and vegetable seeds in the next 5 years?
Vegetables are doing well. Vegetables will definitely grow going forward. Vegetables are a very big market, and year on year, the vegetables are growing at more than 18 to 20% hybrid vegetable market. So that's a very good market to be in. And whereas in bajra and jowar, there are very limited markets and like stagnated markets. Bajra is a bigger market than jowar. So we are also releasing hybrids in bajra. Even that revenue will also come in the next 2 to 3 years.
And so there were some smaller, you know, like oilseed segment, sunflower seeds and mustard seeds. How are they doing? And
even we are doing well. These are very small markets. When you talk about mustard, sunflower, we are there in both the crops. In sunflower, we are in the top three segment, but the market is very small. And mustard, we have started doing well in mustard. In terms of only in mustard segment, we have grown by more than 40% year on year with a small base. But going forward, mustard will also do well. But they are very limited and small markets. It can't. The biggest markets in India are maize, rice, and cotton. These vegetables, the four contribute more than 85% of our total seed market.
And the mustard seed market is also a small market like sunflower, or this should be much bigger than sunflower seed?
Mustard is slightly better than sunflower.
Thank you.
But mustard, it's all varieties, but we are concentrating on hybrids. That is a very small market. It is picking up now. And government is also focusing on mustard cultivation. So that's another advantage for that.
Sir, just one follow-up. For the cotton seeds, you know, there was some expectation that government will allow the new technology. So is there any development on that, on the cotton seeds front?
As of now, nothing. Like in the last 5-6 months, all the negotiations and talks are all standstill. But once the US and India trade deal done, then they may talk on it, but no one is taking a call on that. But as Kaveri, even though we have done very low in cotton, going forward, with new technologies also, we have good, very good hybrids, which were already tested last year, and now the hybrids are already on ground now, which are giving very good results. Kaveri will grow in terms of cotton as well, going forward.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhruv Saraf. Please go ahead.
You mentioned that cotton, 36% of your cotton sales are from new products. So, you know, going ahead into next year, how do you see scaling these products up? Have they possibly seen good response? And, you know, can they be made like a majority of the sales going ahead, let's say in 1 or 2 years?
Majority of the revenues, like we say anything in the first 5 years as a new product. Majority of the sale in the cotton, most of the crops are in the second and third year.
Mm-hmm.
And some are in the first year also. So okay. Going forward, majority of the contribution will be from the new products.
Okay, sir. And any feedback that you've got, on-ground feedback about, you know, your products, how they
are? Yeah, cotton as of now, it's like 100 to 120 days. Crop is really doing well.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So you mentioned that vegetable is a very strong or whatever, it's growing very fast, 18-20%. We are also doing well, but the size or the contribution that we have is extremely low. So why is that our numbers are so low, considering that the market is so huge and we have good R&D spend in the vegetable seed space as well?
So vegetable market is a big market. It's a growing market year on year. But to be more successful, we need to have better product which can beat the competition. So in that way, we are putting our effort there. Now the pipeline hybrids are good, and we are scaling up the revenues in vegetables. You know that seed industry, the research itself takes 8 to 10 years to get a good product.
despite this taking time, but most of the crops are, most of the varieties or hybrids are there in trialing segment. Some are doing well. Definitely we'll increase our revenues in vegetables like.
Okay, okay. So how many new probably pipe kind of, you know, new products are in pipeline as far as vegetable is concerned? Because you mentioned in cotton you have significant, and by FY28 we will have more, all the new products you know, kind of in the cotton segment. But about the vegetables, if you can share.
Vegetables is also, most of the products are new products because we have launched all the products in the last couple of years, and every year we are launching and trying new hybrids. So most of the sales are from new hybrids, and vegetables, there are many. Vegetable is one, but there are tens of vegetables in that. So we have many varieties of vegetables in the pipeline, and mainly in like okra, chili, goats, and tomato. We are more breeding more in these crops, and most of the hybrids will be in these crops.
Okay, okay, okay. Sir, you mentioned that this there is in maize, etc., there is a huge price jump that we have seen because of inventory was probably at the industry level was low. So do we see this receding in the next year, coming year, for maize?
I've already commented on that. This year the prices will be lower than it will not go up than last year. In some crops it's lower than last year.
It will be lower than last year. Okay, okay, okay. Sir, any update on that tax matter?
So we seen the appeal. Once we get any sort of communication, that will be disclosed.
Okay, and any discussion on that? You know, we were trying to with this new tax bill, etc. Anything that, you know,
that has become a continuous effort from our side of the seed industry, but the decision, we have not seen any decision coming in our favor or not in our favor, but it's still pending there.
Okay, 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 okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions at this time, you may enter star and one on your touchtone telephones. We have the next question from Jasmeet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, please go ahead.
Right. So in percentage terms, what is the decline in the sale of cotton volumes? And also, according to you, when do you think the market will normalize? Or is there any other hybrid that can compete with the illegal variety that is being sold in the market currently?
In terms of the cotton, we are down by more than 20% in terms of the volumes. In terms of the illegal market, as of now, we don't see that it will go up next year. But governments are all the state governments and central government is taking a view on how to cut down illegal BT. But we are not afraid of that because that's not legal and we can't fight with those things in the market.
Right. And in terms of hybrid paddy, was there also any other reason apart from restrictions in Punjab that has impacted the volumes?
So if you see hybrid volumes, we are up by 2 to 3%, even though we lost like 500 tons in Punjab. We have gained in other markets. If you see overall hybrid market, the markets are down and compared to the previous year. The acreages were down because of the heavy rains. But this is a very short-term thing. Going down the line, hybrids will definitely come in, will take major share in rice. The market will...
So, the main reason is lower accesses only.
Sorry?
The main reason is lower accesses.
Lower acreages in the sense like hybrid market. Most of the hybrids move to varieties this year because of excess rains. Okay.
Yeah, and so one more thing I asked, do we have any hybrid that can counter the illegal, that can have the similar characteristics to the illegal seed of cotton that is being sold?
No, that's what I answered, but illegal we can't compete with it because these are illegal technologies which are there in the market. As a company, we don't enter into illegal things.
Sure, sir.
The technology is illegal.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Mittal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for giving me the opportunity again. Sir, I have heard in the call a few times that it takes about 7 to 8 years to launch a new seed of any variety. So just wanted to clarify that do we mean to say that suppose any new seeds have been launched in this year, say for example, so the research and development and the development process started about 7 to 8 years ago on those? Is that right thing to understand?
Yes, yes. Because it's a continuous activity. We get many hybrids. We test on many things. It will take so much time. Based on the need and for that, we sometimes fast track it. The basic time is like 6 to 7 years. And higher the research spend, higher the amount of time you spend on it, the more the chance of getting hybrids.
Yes. So on the costing part of it, do we understand that any cost being incurred to develop any new seed for last 7-8 years or continuing even now, those are being captured in the P&L? And
so
the actual cost of that seed, which will be for the actual production when it is sold, it is put in the cost of goods sold.
No, we don't capitalize anything. We just we don't capitalize anything. We just expense it out every year.
I mean to say, yeah. I was saying the same thing. Like R&D expense is basically expensed off, and the actual cost of the seed is captured in the cost of goods sold when it is actually ready to sell.
When it is produced, it is there in the cost of goods. When it is in research stage, it's expensed out like R&D.
Right, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Balaji, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
No, sir, good evening. Sorry, I'm in traffic. My wife could not be audible. Sir, I have one question regarding tax. Is there any update regarding the tax or demand we received from this? Commissioner of Tax.
No, we are there in the appeal stage. The entire thing is already disclosed to exchanges. As of now, we have not received any fresh demand or fresh any objection from there or any adverse or favorable in our
hand. Okay. Sir, I have another question regarding the recent floods in Andhra Telangana. So, does it have any impact on our receivables, sir? Are we directly impacted? Is there any impact on our receivables?
Sorry?
Sir, recently there are floods in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh. So, does it have any impact on our receivables, sir?
Not much. We don't have any. Regarding these floods, we don't see any impact on the receivables.
Okay. Sir, I have another thing, sir. As my understanding, we lease some agriculture land, we produce hybrid seeds, then we sell in market. So, is that a type of flex situation? Do you have any impact on our inventory, sir?
In terms of the production, yes, we do take production in areas when these type of rains are there, we are also part of it. Even that's impacted. That's the reason we de-risk our even production model, because we give it in many states and many seasons. So that's a continuous activity. Somewhere here or there will be there, but as of now we don't see much of impact because most of the crops are not sown yet.
Yes, sir. We are diversifying in other non-cotton products, sir. But as seen in presentation, sir, maize production is almost. It has increased drastically. Is it sustainable in the future, sir? Is as area wise, it is seen area wise or in value wise?
We see a good potential in maize crop, and we don't see any threat in maize crop at all. And we are very much bullish on maize, and most of the hybrid in maize are coming in the next year. So we are not worried about that. In fact, we are very bullish and optimistic on that.
Yes. Sir, there is any impact of inventory returns, sir? It has, as seen in our cash flow statement, almost in inventory they have positive, since we got cash flow, but in receivable we are in negative. this year compared to previous year, there are in cash flow from operation, we are in negative side. So, does any impact on our inventory, sir?
No, most of, because as I told earlier, we have produced more this year because the, most of the inventory was, inventory levels were low and some we were not able to sell in the kharif, especially in cotton. Other we have produced as a buffer stock and everything will get normalized in next 2 or 3 quarters, 6 to 9 months it will get normalized.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That's your point, my sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. Thank you all for joining this conference call. For any further information, please be in touch with Mr. Rama Naidu from Intellect PR on 99202-09623. On behalf of Kaveri Seed Company Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.